Hypnotherapy is a powerful tool enabling you to sever the connection to the difficult past and plant seeds supporting what you want. This brief introduction prepares you for a wonderfully effective hypnotherapy experience. I'll quickly review a little history, how hypnosis works, how to listen to a session, how you might experience it, how to do self-hypnosis, and what to expect on your initial appointment. So let's get started. Hypnosis has been riding the coattails of American history. The father of modern hypnosis was Franz Anton Mesmer, an Austrian physician who was responsible for spreading the word of his new technique to the newly settled United States. You may have heard the term to become mesmerized used to describe a trance-like state. Now you know where it's from. In 1843, a Scottish scientist, James Braid, incorrectly chose the word hypnosis for this new technique. The word hypnosis was derived from hypnos, the Greek god of sleep. But you will soon learn that hypnosis is definitely not sleep at all. Hypnosis was eventually accepted by the British Medical Association in 1955, and the AMA followed suit in 1958. Thankfully, hypnotherapy is now more frequently used in mainstream medicine, psychotherapy, athletics, and dentistry. Applications include weight loss, smoking cessation, relieving symptoms of allergies, pain, and stress, improving general health, enhancing academic, sales, and creative arts performance. Hypnosis improves public speaking skills, confidence, self-esteem, and relieves insomnia, improves concentration, memory, and relationships. Hypnotherapy also helps students to ace exams, enhances complication-free surgery and natural childbirth. With hypnotherapy, clients are involved with the process of creating positive change, which is empowering and rewarding. So now let's talk about how hypnosis works. We all have a conscious and a subconscious mind. The conscious mind, or short-term memory, is the more active of the two. Think of it as the gatekeeper. It analyzes, judges, accepts or denies information for storage in the long-term memory, or subconscious mind. The subconscious is like the hard drive. It's our storage and control center. This is where all of our habits, patterns, values, and beliefs reside. It's also the home of our imagination. We all float in and out of this state of mind every day in the form of daydreaming, zoning out, and getting lost in our thoughts. Have you ever driven to the store and wondered how you got there because you've forgotten every detail of the ride? Or flinched during the scary part of a movie because you were feeling what you were watching? Or sat in front of your computer for what you thought was only an hour or so, only to be surprised that most of the afternoon had disappeared? Well, these are all examples of naturally occurring instances of subconscious thought, or hypnotic trance. The hypnotherapist guides you into this meditative level of thought, and then offers helpful suggestions, images, metaphors, and scenarios. The subconscious, like a sponge, absorbs this information, and with repetition, creates the preferred alternatives to the problem you want to fix. So now let's quickly review how to listen to a session. This is the most important information I offer new clients, so please listen up. There is a proper way to listen to a hypnotherapy session, and unfortunately, if you don't get it right, your success can be limited. So, when listening to a session, either in my office or at home, it's critical to allow your thoughts to travel, drift, and wander wherever they choose to go, even to the point of not necessarily paying attention to any of what is being said to you during the session. So no focusing, concentrating, or trying. No hanging on every word I say because you really want to do well. This is conscious effort. It's not where we want to be. The free-floating, daydream level of thought is exactly what we're looking for. This is when your subconscious is more open and active and better able to take in, organize, and act upon the therapeutic information included in the session. So if at any time during a session you say to yourself, "I missed what he said, I better pay attention," you are heading down the wrong path. I give you full permission to kind of ignore it all. By doing this, the session will be more enjoyably effective. Now, I'm not suggesting that you intentionally ignore what's being said. I just don't want you to feel compelled to listen. And also, if you happen to doze off during a hypnotherapy session, you will still benefit from the process, as the subconscious is also open and active when we sleep. You just won't enjoy the ride as much because you will be sleeping. And also feel free to cough, sneeze, shift your position, or even scratch your nose during a session. You won't disrupt the process at all. Now I just want to spend a minute explaining how you might experience hypnotherapy. Many of my clients mention physical sensations, such as the weight of a session, as though they might be sinking into the surface beneath them. Others express the opposite, sensations of floating or weightlessness. And some clients feel sensations of warmth or tingling in the extremities. All of these sensations are common. You could experience one, all, or none of these sensations, as it varies from person to person, and it also varies for each individual client from session to session. Because when you come back for your follow-up appointment, you will know the three P's. You will know me, the person. You will be familiar with my office, the place. And of course, you will have been listening to your session daily at home, so you will really know the process. As a result, follow-up appointments are typically easier, deeper, and more meaningful. You can also experience hypnotherapy visually. Some clients report interesting imagery, black and white or color, like when we dream. But others may not visualize anything at all. Perhaps they are more about the feelings, sensations, and sounds. So don't get hung up on the fact that you may not visualize any of what is being said during a session. So now we can get to the good stuff, how to do self-hypnosis or self-meditation. Don't worry, I will be going over this with you again in the office. I teach this to clients for two reasons. I believe it enhances your overall success with your goal, and it's also a great tool to have when you want to create a relaxing shift, anytime, anywhere. By accessing meditative thought on your own, you have the unique opportunity to anticipate or to further design your future success. The subconscious mind is open and active during this peaceful pause. So what you think about during this self-induced meditative moment really matters. Once you have established this relaxing shift, you can spend a few minutes considering the positive changes you wish to accomplish. This delivers the message directly into the hard drive, the subconscious, so your transition to success is easier, more lasting and complete. I recommend practicing self-hypnosis 5 minutes, 2 to 3 times per week, perhaps right before listening to your formal session. Once you realize how easy it is, I recommend that 10 times a day, you take a couple of these calming, well-intended breaths in the middle of your busy day-to-day activities. This helps you to always be leaning to the more relaxed, comfortable, mindful side of the street. So now, I will walk you through the process of doing self-hypnosis. As long as you are not driving, in a comfortable position, and confident that you will be uninterrupted, we will begin. With the eyes closed, begin taking some nice, deep, calming breaths. Deep breath in and hold it. Exhaling slowly and completely. I don't care if you breathe through your nose or your mouth. Now keep taking these deep breaths, and I'll explain why. Deep breaths stimulate endorphin flow. Endorphins create relaxation. So anytime you want to slide into this self-induced meditative moment, take advantage of how the body works. And as you take these deep breaths, do it with anticipation. By expecting that relaxing shift to occur, you're telling the subconscious to get busy and deliver. 5 or 6 of these deep, calming breaths with the anticipation of relaxation, that's what happens every time. And all we're looking for here is a subtle shift, a little bit of a let go. The moment you feel it, that's your cue. The subconscious is opening, becoming more active than usual. So now you can breathe at a normal, comfortable rate. The next step is to focus within, because when we do that, we force ourselves into meditative thought. The easy way to do this is to just pay attention to your breathing. Plain and simple. Be aware of how the chest muscles expand and open up with each breath in. Contract and relax with each breath out. As you continue to pay close attention to your breathing this way, you'll begin to notice that shift, the settling in process, deepens even more. Now we take it a step further. Pay attention to each inhale breath. This is when you start using that wonderfully creative imagination of yours. Imagine you can inhale the sensation of relaxation with each breath that you take. Consider that you can carry in comfort with each inhale breath. It's all you're thinking about right now. As you continue to anticipate inhaling relaxation, you will notice that shift will deepen even more. Now take it a step further. If each breath carries in more and more, it makes perfect sense that it is likely to accumulate. So consider that. The accumulation of inhaled relaxation, like it's gonna fill you up. And typically it's the moment that you consider this accumulation that you'll start to feel it. And the first place you may feel it is the facial muscles letting go. Eyes get heavy, jaw relaxes, and the breathing slows way down. As you're practicing this at home on your own, it's helpful to make these observations. It validates what you're doing. It's how you think and what you think about that creates these relaxing physical changes. It's when you realize that you have control over how you feel. So you've programmed each breath in. Now you can do the same with each breath out. As shallow and slow as your breathing has become, you're still aware of each breath out. So imagine that you can start exhaling and releasing any and all worries, hesitation, stress, or concern. With each breath out, start letting it all go. And you don't need the details. You do not need to know exactly what you're letting go of. The subconscious will find it. All you have to do is let go more and more with each breath you exhale. So let's say you did this at home, a moment of self-induced meditative relaxation. Your subconscious is now open and active. What you think about in moments like this really matters. This is a great time for you to be hanging out with the new you. How you want to look, how you want to feel, and how comfortably easy this transition will be. By routinely entering into this self-induced meditative moment and having thoughts, images, and creating scenarios that support healthy change, your subconscious becomes further conditioned to create what you consider. So spend a moment and be with the new you. When you are ready to return to full conscious awakening, you may silently count from 1 to 5, making it so that each number helps you to become more awake, alert, and refreshed. And when you reach that number 5, you can allow your eyes to automatically open and you'll feel great. Now, you not only know how to do self-hypnosis, but you also know what to think about when you are in this meditative state. So your assignment is to practice this simple technique on your own, without the use of this recording, and you will be pleasantly surprised by how easy and enjoyable it is to do. So, in review, we have covered the history of hypnosis, how it works, how to listen, how you might experience it, and how to do self-hypnosis. So let's quickly finish up by reviewing what to expect on your first appointment. When you arrive, we'll chat for a while so I can learn about the details of your situation and the specific goal you have. I'll answer any questions or elaborate on any part of this presentation if you like. Then we'll do self-hypnosis again. And after that, we will transition into the formal hypnotherapy session specific to your goal. After the session, we'll chat for about 10 or 15 minutes to discuss your experience, and I'll review what to expect for subsequent appointments. I'll also email you the MP3 of your session so that you can listen to it on your smartphone. At follow-up appointments, we'll talk about your previous week and how you did with your daily hypnotherapy sessions. We'll review self-hypnosis in more detail, and then we'll get to the formal session for that appointment. I think the best time of day to listen to a session is first thing in the morning. This helps you to set a comfortable physical and confident emotional tone for the day. But some clients enjoy listening at bedtime, which is also fine. These clients typically report a deeper quality of sleep and awaken feeling more refreshed and rested. Whatever time of day that suits your busy schedule is just fine. Those who enjoy the routine, deep relaxation of hypnotherapy are more centered, relaxed, and more mindfully aware of what is truly important to them and make better choices. The key to success is all about the repetition. Since the problem you want to fix is a product of repetition, we'll take the same approach with the solution. By pressing play once a day, every day, for 12 weeks, your inner thoughts become conditioned to create a comfortable transition, supporting sustained success with your goal. Now, hypnotherapy doesn't instantly transform you into the person you want to be. It quietly opens the door to inner control you were previously unaware of. Results are certainly not guaranteed, but if you are truly motivated to establish positive, healthy change, you are open to the process and are consistent listening to sessions at home, better days are likely coming your way.